Good evening, planet Earth. Good evening to the coyote wild people of the Eastern Rockies. Good evening to the peddlers of diamonds and gold wandering the deserts of their own lost souls. Good evening to sky pirates and ocean-going mavens. Good evening to the rafters of those great rivers where the salmon still swim. Good evening to the thunderbird. Good evening to the brave thunderbird. It flies above, bringing us hurricane love. It is August the 11th, 2021, almost midnight, which means every single spirit that seeks to drag me down the hole's coming out. All the kringly folk, all the demon watchers, all the spirits that wander very close to the veil. All kinds of conjurers wandering these woods. They have spells filled with magic. Their grimoire is a TV guide. And if you're listening on shortwave radio, this is WRMI out of Miami, Okeechobee. And it could be Saturday night, it could be Sunday night. This particular episode, podcast, Radcast. Has radcasting been invented yet? Then this particular Radcast might not go on the radio, but if it does, like I said, could be Saturday night, could be Sunday night, sometime between 11 p.m. and midnight, like right about now, except for tonight's Wednesday, so this is pre-recorded. And if you are listening on a shortwave radio, it's probably 5950 kilohertz. It's probably WRMI out of Miami, Okeechobee. And I can hear your voice in the distance as you cry out. I know that you're being chased by dogs also. I know that rabid cats are behind them. And then come the raccoons. After that come the raccoons. Then come coyotes wanting human biscuit. Yes, those coyotes, they want their milk bone. They're gonna pull out your bone. You won't be able to phone home. But maybe not, right? And this radcast, as I call it, you know, this radcast is really just a thought process. I don't have an outline for this one, so it might not even last an hour. And if it doesn't last an hour, that's a giant fail on my part, right? But I did have a reason for wanting to talk to you all this evening, and it's kind of, it's going to sound like beating a dead horse. Again, I don't see the value in beating a dead horse, but hey, don't do that. Whipping a dead horse. But I've covered this terrain before. You know, we've talked about the various activities of the United States government, central banks, and a lot of other world organizations since March of 2020. And a lot of folks will say Bill Gates, George Soros, WEF, Reset, Event 201, slam dunk with the COVID, and you have all the answers. But even those people are beginning to wonder, because it gets nuttier and nuttier. It gets stranger and stranger. And with Governor Cuomo being tossed under the bus, which I think is interesting, it makes you wonder, right? What's going on? But if you listen to my podcast, you know that I believe we're being manipulated. I don't know if they're releasing actual biotoxins and bioweapons. Who the heck knows? I don't have that information. But having lived in Seattle during the heart of this terrible crisis, the only thing I saw were a lot of crazy commies marching up and down 12th Avenue and a completely bass-ackward commie, some type of commie, you know, bacon at Capitol Hill called Jazz Chop, which was supported logistically by the city of Seattle. I have that on videotape, but it was supported probably by the feds as well. None of that was real. Jazz Chop wasn't real. If you think it was real, that's because you didn't live there. There was a news story that came out. Right after the famous 12th Avenue fire a year ago. You know the famous fire that the Guardian reported shut down or slowed down the construction of the new juvenile prison? They set fire to a dumpster and a Katrina trailer, and probably not that important of one. What's really interesting is Seattle University, Jesuits, have Katrina trailers up and down 12th Avenue. If you're a lazy commie, you don't even have to throw very hard. You just lob the Molotov cocktail over the edge of 12th Avenue, and you've hit yourself an evil, power-hungry, white racist Seattle University Katrina trailer. But instead, you had the theatrics of the juvenile dumpster fire. The juvenile prison dumpster fire. And the Guardian reported it as this incredibly huge. They set the prison on fire. Listen, I heard once that journalists were taught not to exaggerate, but this is actually not just an exaggeration, Mr. and Mrs. J School. This is a lie. So what I have been talking about since March of 2020 is that a lot of you believe things are real that are really just theatrics. You know, whether it's the BLM Antifa commie theatrics of Ian Miles Wrong and Andy No Clue, or it's the COVID nonsense, which best case scenario with COVID, if you have to like believe it exists, if you really need to believe that your grandma was killed by COVID and not by a hospital mistake. Because by the way, I've worked at hospitals. Way more likely a hospital error led to your grandma dying than the COVID. But whatever, you need to believe it, and you need to believe it's kind of real. But as I pointed out, just because you see a fat man dribbling does not make them an NBA player. And just because there's some random virus that might have killed a couple people, I really don't know. The evidence looks sketchy, and the people handing out the evidence look like liars to me. But maybe. It's still not a pandemic. It's not a plague. It's not a reason to pull the plug on human civilization or to subject people to a psychological pressure cooker. None of those things justify any of what has happened. Any of it. So I am just as convinced today as I was a year ago that what we're being exposed to are a series of lies. Lies that are engineered to frustrate, to confuse, to keep you angry with your neighbor for reasons you barely understand. You're being exposed to an onslaught of deceptions and lies and propaganda, and when you put that together into an operation, it's called a PSYOP, a military psychological warfare operation. Except for this is being directed at all the people on planet Earth, pretty much, especially people in the United States. And I was thinking about this when I was walking the dogs today, because I live in a part of Utah, and I don't want to say more, but I live in a part of Utah where you can still find sane people. And if you're living in a rural part of the country and you're listening to this podcast broadcast, then you might actually live around some sane, that's Sierra Alpha November Echo, sane people as well. You might. I don't know. But I was walking the dogs. And I was thinking about, why are people so averse to recognize they're being lied to? I mean, for example, they're pumping a lot of really creepy news about Florida right now, but none of it makes any sense. And although I haven't called my friend in Florida, you know, AJ, in a while, I almost feel like calling up AJ and saying, is any of this fear-mongering nonsense about overloaded hospitals in Florida true? Is any of it true? Because when I check with other friends of mine in other cities, they've confirmed the same thing. You get a horror story about the hospital, but the parking lot is empty. You get a horror story about the hospital, but it doesn't look like anybody's doing anything. You get these emergency hospitals set up like Washington State did near Harborview last year. Nothing happens, and then it gets shut down 3 weeks later. Are we learning yet? If they mock you and don't wear a mask, if they ride on an airplane and their masks are clearly off, if they go to parties where they're maskless and probably not even vaccinated, if that's a thing, they're mocking you. And that's part of the PSYOP too. They want you to see Obama have a fancy party because they want you angry. The Florida stuff looks like nonsense, but I keep going back to this, the stumbling block. What is preventing people from admitting that this is a big, giant lie? And that there is no Hanlon's razor interpretation of it? No, not in August of 2021. If you were to tell me, well, Dan, they made a little mistake and they didn't want to admit it. Like what? A doctor pulling the wrong organ out of your kid? What level of mistake are we talking about? And if they're spending time and energy covering it up, forcing people to kill themselves, forcing more small businesses out of business, how am I supposed to call this a Hanlon's razor mistake? It's not. But still, we're talking about the jerks that are doing this to us. I'm talking about you and I. And maybe not even you, but people you know, because if you listen to my podcast, there's a chance you're sane, right? Or just as crazy as me. You and I, we know people, we have friends out there, people we know, people we have connections to. We have friends who continue to push the COVID BS. If you go on social media, you'll see people posting very personal stories about how somebody they know is dying of COVID. There's no way to check. There's no way to verify that. Anybody can post a horror story. Okay. But I have realized, I've come to understand why there's a stumbling block, why there's a deadlock, why it is so many people I know that I used to respect are unable to see that they're being manipulated. And it's really not very complicated. In April, May of 2020, right about the time they started the Race War halftime show. You remember the Race War halftime show of the summer 2020 fall leading up to the election? That was great. The Race War halftime show, which I believe was also a psyop. I'm sorry. And I don't really want to talk about George Floyd. I don't know if there's a real person named George Floyd. I don't know if he was actually killed. What I do know is a decent person doesn't record a person dying. A decent person stops it. So if it did happen, if people thought it was more important to record for TikTok or YouTube a human being murdered, and I don't care that it was a cop doing it because that's some type of cowardly bullshit. If that really happened, then it doesn't really say race war. It kind of says, George, you live in a crappy neighborhood where your neighbors would record you slowly dying. Anybody could have picked up something and thrown a rock at that nasty piece of crap cop. Anybody could have made noise. Oh, but damn, they might have gotten arrested too. You know what? And if the George Floyd story is true, he might be alive. And a whole bunch of businesses might not be burnt out. So I don't really know if the George Floyd story is true, but if I was an African American in Minneapolis, I would not be proud that people recorded the murder of a neighbor. That does not speak well, by the way. And if you want to call that racist, you can. It's actually just the truth. And I don't care if you're black or white. If you live in that neighborhood, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, it does not matter. If you would stand by and watch a neighbor be murdered slowly over several minutes, you're a piece of shit. And the only person's home that should be burnt down is probably yours. Not that I'm asking for it, but really. So we had the Race War halftime show to separate multiple phases of the COVID core story. And we're still there because Florida's dying. If you read the news, they'll tell you all the hospitals are filled up. But I'm calling bullshit. I'm calling total bullshit on that. And that doesn't mean I'm a friend of Governor DeSantis. I'm a freaking anarchist. I think people that vote are also freaking morons. But whatever, a lot of people do stupid crap to get off. A lot of kinks out there. A lot of kinky people. So if your kink is to vote, whatever. Just don't hustle me into it, okay? I don't even think you're a threat to me. I do not believe it's connected to anything. So please, be insulted if you will, but I don't believe you threaten me because the voting doesn't do anything. Why have so many people refused to see the truth? Why have so many people at this point, August 2021, why have so many rational people not realized they're being lied to? If you want to say you're being lied to a little, fine. If that's how you find your escape hatch, get out. But it's really not that complicated at this point. Because after the Race War halftime show, after the great guilt trip of 2020, people were so psychologically confused and dazed that they didn't really escape the COVID lie. And that means for about 3, 4, 5, 6 months, maybe they didn't know them. People near them, people who observed them, people that listen to their COVID fear-mongering horror stories. Because a lot of those went around. Oh, my sister's uncle's grandma's girlfriend got the lung gumbas from COVID. All their, you know, blimbliac systems melted out of their anus. It was terrible. Someone you know or someone you don't know watched you wear the mask every day, if it was you, and it probably wasn't you, but someone out there, you wore the mask, you told the fear-mongering stories secondhand, and someone that you did not know, whoever you are, went ahead and killed themselves. Someone's business got destroyed. A whole bunch of people used way too many drugs and overdosed. The reason why so many people in August 2021 are unwilling to accept that they were lied to is because they helped perpetuate the lie. You know, if you want to think of the lie as a disease, because it really was the disease of 2020, you were a carrier if you spread it around. You were a carrier if you talked about it when you had a reason to believe it was BS. What did I tell people in January, February 2020, even before other people were researching it? I said, if the COVID is real, because of where I live, because of the demographics, because I live in transient housing with really thin, thin walls and shared kitchens and lots of illegal Chinese immigrants, and the planes never stopped, and I'm a half a mile from every major hospital. You put that all together in a formula, and it said by April or May, I should hear people dying. I should see evidence of all these horrible things we're seeing in China. I saw none of that. I saw hysteria. When I was on Twitter, I got advice from nurses, quote unquote, who told me that because I had a cold, I should go to the hospital and go on a respirator. Yeah, I got really good, crappy medical advice from Twitter, which is funny. If there was still a rule of law, I'm pretty certain Twitter could get sued over this crap. And certainly the people giving the crappy advice to go kill yourself. Because going on a respirator was pretty much a death sentence. Yeah, you see, here's the problem. If people have to admit to themselves that they have been fooled, then they have to also admit that they've been spreading lies. That they might have had a job, kind of an important job, maybe one job, to be a rational human being. And to approach the world in rational ways and to not simply parrot what somebody in a position of authority says. But they chose the parrot. They chose the fearmonger. People died because of that. People's lives were destroyed because of that. That's why you hold on to the COVID so tightly. Because if you let go, then you have to admit that you're one of the reasons why they're dead. And that's the truth, brothers and sisters. That's the stumbling block. That's the thing that's preventing people from getting beyond the lie. Because then they have to admit that that friend, that neighbor, that person they hadn't spoken to in years that overdosed, they might have to admit that they are one of the marginal reasons why a lot of people chose to just bug out. And nobody wants to admit that. That's actual killing. That's not make-believe Dan can dribble so his fat ass is an NBA basketball player BS. No, that's actual killing. That's not monkey herpes, COVID, Bigfoot, STD, make-believe Florida death surge killing. That's actually contributing to the misery and death of other people. That's contributing to a global torture scheme. You participated like a good little participant in the torture and murder of your neighbors. Kind of like the Milgram experiment. And so many people did. I know I'm using the word you right now. If you're listening, chances are you are not one of those people. Even if you think the COVID is kind of real, you have enough logic to recognize that that doesn't make it a threat. but the human race got turned inside out over something that either doesn't exist or has such a minimal risk for most people that it might as well not exist, looks like a rounding error, looks like they took the flu and a lot of preventable hospital-acquired infections, smudged it all together, and called it COVID. That's what it looks like. It looks like an accounting fiasco. It looks like a big statistical lie. If you woke up, and I don't mean you, listener, but let's say abstractly, if Mr. and Mrs. COVID woke up and understood that not only had they been lied to, but they had multiple opportunities to see the lie, that they spread the lie, that they said terrible things to people they knew about the lie, they took stories that were crap and spread those about the lie. If you woke up and understood that, what kind of a shitbird would you feel like? I'd feel like a real big one. It's one thing, okay, guys? One thing in March of 2020 to feel the paranoia of the great pandemic. But by May of 2020, especially after the race war nonsense started, shouldn't you have understood you're being messed with? Shouldn't you have understood at that point that it wasn't just one fear monkey they were tossing at you, but they were tossing a new stupid trauma monkey every single day? In May of 2020, if you had the ability to reason about the world, I think you should probably realize you were being messed with. And so Mr. and Mrs. COVID are out there, and they still have to believe the lie. There are so many people that must believe the lie. I was thinking about the great, great, strange events of the 1990s in Russia. There are many strange things that happened in Russia in the 1990s, but one of the strangest were all the old mamushkas pulling portraits of Stalin out of the closet. Stalin contributed to the deaths of between 6 and 10 million Ukrainians. Stalin contributed to the deaths of between, some say, 10 to 20 million Russians. Stalin's stupidity and Stalin's arrogance and Stalin's evil led to massive death during World War II. But yet all these mamushkas, all these old grandmas were pulling out their portraits of Joseph Stalin. And the question was, why? A lot of people in the West, I think they got it wrong. If you were a Russian or a Ukrainian in the 30s and 40s, and you turned somebody in, you ratted somebody out, maybe even a sibling, maybe even a good friend, you ratted them out, okay, to the KGB, to the NKVD, to the secret police. You said, listen, this guy was talking bad about Uncle Joe. This person said bad things about Mr. Boss. And then years later, you come to realize that, well, let's talk about it. 1956, Nikita Khrushchev's secret speech, not so secret, because everybody knew about it 10 seconds later, but it's called the secret speech. And during the secret speech, Khrushchev points out that, you know, maybe the Stalin guy was kind of a jerk. And he didn't really say it that way, but he said it in the way a good commie could. If you ratted out your neighbors during the terror, if you turned in your friends to the KGB, you're either going to go through a period of guilt and redemption, or you're going to take that portrait out of your closet and you'll put it right back on the wall, because that way you can know you were always right. You want to understand why people will hold on to this COVID BS right to the point that they're drowning, right to the point that their house is on fire, right to the point that starving people have busted down their door to find an ounce of food? You know why people will hold on to that COVID lie or the race war lie? For the same reason the mamushkas brought the Stalin out of the closet. Because if they for a moment accepted the truth and they had a fraction of a human soul, they would be guilt-stricken, perhaps to the point of wanting to kill themselves. So yeah, go get the portrait of Stalin, right? Because he wasn't so bad. And this COVID's killing millions in Florida. Yes, indeed, the monkey herpes has now killed over 8.5 gorillion people in the state of Florida. 8.5 gorillion. That's a big number. Five gorillion people are dead in Florida. If a person had been talking the COVID lie and they even remotely know a business, a person who was destroyed, a community that was destroyed, and they had for a moment the brief insight to realize that, yeah, they have been spreading that lie. And let's get even worse, because this is where it gets worse. I think a lot of people, frankly, especially healthcare workers, I think, and I've worked around healthcare people, you know, they're going to want to tell you they're all heroes. I will tell you the ethical IQ level of the average healthcare worker is right around carny, you know, carnival worker. I'd say it's about the same. So if you're expecting really high moral standards, don't go to a hospital. Don't be an idiot. But please believe whatever nonsense you want to, because that's the great thing about this point in history, your nonsense or your life, and maybe both. Think about the people that actually know that this is a psyop, and there are people that know this. I'm convinced of it. Those crazy freaks marching up and down 12th Avenue last year, the Seattle bike cops in plain clothes that got all angry when I was taking video of them, there were lots of people paid to be there to pretend to be commies, when in reality what they were doing was participating in a psyop. There are people that know. And some of them might be atheists. I gotta say, they might just be sociopathic atheists who love doing power trips. A lot of people work for the government as spooks, as spies, as manipulators, because they get a kick out of screwing with people. And that could be it. Just people that get a kick out of being, you know, pieces of shit. But imagine knowing it was BS. Imagine knowing that Chap Chaz was BS. Imagine knowing that the street theater, the poor man's Les Mis, the rubber cone madness of Ian Miles Wrong and Andy No Clue. Imagine understanding that that was constructed theater too, that it was controlled, that it was an event, like going to NTC or JRTC or any military training ground where somebody pretends to be the enemy. Same type of theatrics. Same skill level, really. In fact, that's another surprising thing about 2020, is how such low quality material was taken seriously. Low quality. Not high quality, not stuff that you should actually say, okay, this is scary. For example, a dancing nurse video would be absurd in a real pandemic, but several? That should have told people something. There's something bizarre about something like that. You would have a shortage of nurses. You wouldn't have enough resources. So excuse me, why would you be doing the dancing nurse thing when you are all overtaxed and overstressed? From what I know of the healthcare folks being like the carnies, when they're done with their work, they go home or probably steal some drugs, if they can, from the hospital and go home and get drunk on drugs. That's much more likely than the dancing nurse thing, and that's after a normal shift. Imagine an actual shift where there's a pandemic. So no, there were lots of clues, and there are lots of people that know the truth, and they don't care. You see, that's what you need to understand, Mr. and Mrs. COVID. They went into this knowing it was bullshit. So they don't have any kind of transitional thing to go through. They're sociopaths. They're evil. They're pieces of shit. Since they have contributed to harm to other people, frankly, I don't care what happens to them. I am kind of hoping that they experience themselves what they did to other people. That's what I'm kind of hoping for. I know that Christ doesn't like it when I think this way, but Christ also knows that I'm an old Irishman. And I get angry. Imagine being Mr. and Mrs. COVID. Imagine being people that might have had a kid that killed themselves because of this lie. Imagine being a parent telling your kid to wear a mask in the hot sun and they died of heat stroke. Oh, but they'll call it COVID so you feel better. But you know it was heat stroke. Because you listened to Anthony Fauci. You didn't listen to any other voice. You listened to evil, and evil occurred. It's not that complicated, really, is it? The people that did this to us do not care. They will experience no guilt. They did this to us because they believed in it. And I gotta say, there are so many shitty people now. I can believe that they'd find enough people to participate. I do. Hospitals are not filled with heroes. They're filled with people that have a slightly better ethical standpoint than the carny guy that runs the rusty roller coaster. Okay? Oh, but Dan, my friend's a nurse. Well, you know what? Thank you for telling me. But imagine being a person with a modicum of a soul. And I think that's most people. I don't think most people are crap. I think a lot of people that get attracted to running the world are pieces of shit. And that's the problem. If you want people to run your world, the people that end up getting that job are going to be dirtbags. Invariably pieces of shit. I don't know why people are so dumb about this. Believe me, it's an old story. Those aren't the people that are going to face this problem. It's not going to be the healthcare workers who thought it was funny, ha-ha, to play these games. They're soulless fucks too. They're worthless pieces of crap. They're not going to lose any sleep. They're probably stealing enough oxy that they get to go to sleep nice every night. But Mr. and Mrs. COVID that had a brother or a friend that killed themselves? Mr. and Mrs. COVID that knows a 20-year-old college student that overdosed? Mr. and Mrs. COVID that had siblings who had a business, a restaurant, it was doing well. They just started a family. Everything was great. And then, you know, 2020 happened. And Mr. and Mrs. COVID told themselves, well, we're doing this because we're doing the right thing. We're good little citizens. We're listening to Anthony Fauci because why would he lie to us, right? What incentive does Anthony Fauci have to lie to you? And I just don't know what else to say. I kind of think we're close enough to the end of this because these types of psyops, they have time limits, folks. You cannot run this kind of trauma-based mind control without release. I've had some idiots say, well, Dan, what about the bombing campaigns against London? Listen, there were actions people could take in jolly old England that helped them release the stress. There were things people could do to deal with it that were functional. There is nothing functional about how we're dealing with these psyops. There is no release. There is no escape. It is a constant fluctuation of on again, off again. lockdown, unlockdown, lie after lie. That is not what happened to people in England. And here's another thing, too. For all the terrible bombing campaigns that occurred in 1940 and a little bit in 1941, and we can include the V1 and V2 campaigns of 44 and 45, for all that, there were still lots of places in England where people could go. You did not have to live in London. You could actually go to the country. They sent their children away from the stress. They sent their children to the country. They didn't put their children into the mouth of the beast. They didn't say, "Sonny boy, put on 2 masks and go to school so you can be told how much you suck." No, the people of England sent people to the country so they would not live through hell every single day. So to all the idiots out there who want to tell me how there are analogies and how this is all okay, this has a time limit. These types of trauma-based mind control campaigns have time limits. If you're going to expose people to this type of a psyop, there is a beginning and there's an end. The reason why they've been manipulating it, if you ask me, the reason why they've been turning it on and off and on and off is because they really do want to stretch it out. But frankly, it also works better that way. It's way more damaging to the psyche to have it turn on and off. But whatever the reason is, it has a time limit. It's called adrenal fatigue. At a certain point, certain percentages of people are just going to drop dead. You can call it COVID if you want to. The reality is they're going to drop dead. A lot of people. A lot of people are going to go crazy. A lot of people. This is what happens when you expose a population to this type of psychological warfare. And it is inevitable. So, for those out there like Mr. and Mrs. COVID, if they're dwelling on the possibility they might be wrong, it's actually a little bit worse. I think you're almost out of time. If you are wrong, I think you're going to find out soon. If I'm wrong, I think I'm going to find out soon. You see, me personally, I think the reset is nonsense. I don't think the resources exist to make it work. I know there are people out there that need to believe it's true. Because it's the fear monkey that feels good. I'm pretty certain the COVID is nonsense. If there is a virus related to it, statistically, it looks like it's BS. And it also looks like the people reporting the numbers have been lying. They've been moving data around. They've been taking the flu and calling it COVID. So no, I don't think the COVID's real either. But I do think that we're pretty much at the point now where with adrenal fatigue, people continue to obey or they don't. I had a friend send me an email today about, you know, a particular place where he lives where the lockdowns are in full effect, big time lockdowns. He went to a sporting event, and even though masks were mandatory, people weren't wearing them. You know why people don't wear the masks at a certain point, even if they're unwilling to admit that it's a lie? Because it makes you sick. It feels like crap. You're actually harming yourself. Your body is telling you to not muzzle yourself. And that, in fact, it's just not good for you. So at this point in the game, people either drop dead slowly, begin to drop dead, or they simply stop obeying. These types of psyops have time limits. You cannot do them indefinitely. My guess is 1 to 2 years. And 1 to 2 years is pretty much where we're at right now. They don't have the juice to create a government they already had. They already controlled the world. People will say, well, damn, they want to control the world. They have. My whole life, they'd had all the control they wanted to do all the really shitty things they wanted to do. So if the argument is they want to control the world, I think that's stupid because they've had it. If anything, what they're doing right now puts their control in jeopardy. It puts it at risk. So it's actually kind of stupid. So if you think it's about the reset, fine, I don't see it. And then a lot of people say, well, Dan, it's just a robbery. And listen, in March of 2020, that's kind of where I was at. This was that the COVID was basically a covering operation for the biggest robbery, the biggest act of central banker theft and banker financier theft in human history. That's what it was. And there are people who still believe that. And that maybe they released something real on purpose. And that's where it all gets bad. And that's where you start looking at situations of people killing themselves. And you either have to believe this is real, or you have to at least recognize that in some small way, you participated in the torture of another human being. You see how hard this is? It's okay if you were fooled in March of 2020. A lot of people were. A lot of people were fooled. A lot of people were deceived. It's okay if in April of 2020, you were still kind of figuring it out, even though it looked like the whole thing was a giant lie. But if in August of 2021, you're still going around telling people about the murder virus and about how somebody told you a hospital was filled with bodies, if you're still fear-mongering in 2021, well, if you have a soul, I would suggest you stop. I really would. I would suggest you stop now and at least do more research. I would suggest that. If you don't have a soul, it doesn't matter. And maybe that's the horrible truth. Maybe that's my stumbling block. You see, I try to see the world in more than one way. I try to see it from a secular perspective, and I'm a Christian, so I try to see it that way too. But maybe my assumption that most people still have some kind of soul, maybe that's flawed. Maybe that's the root cause of my own personal deception. Maybe in all my joking about the weird factions, about the Gronkus lords, about the weird creeps in the night, maybe it's my subconscious telling, hey Dan, actually most of the people don't have souls now. Now, the good news is I'm lucky enough to be renting a room from people that I am fairly certain have souls and are good people. And it's luck. It's a blessing, really. It's probably God looking out for me. So it's not luck, it's a blessing. And I feel blessed that the Lord looked out for me and put this person in my life that allowed me to have respite, that allowed me to have a little bit of peace. But I never operated under the delusion when I left Seattle a few months ago that the peace would last. I just knew that it would last long enough maybe to give me the energy to go on. The jury's still out. Because maybe I am the fool. Maybe this entire rant makes me foolish. Maybe most people now don't have souls. Maybe most people, especially in the cities, have really gotten under the sway of evil. One of the things about prophecy that tends to be true, and prophecy is throughout the Bible. There isn't one book that deals with prophecy. A lot of people would say, oh, it's the book of Revelation. But actually, most of the Bible involves prophecy. And so, yeah, it's all over the Bible. But what a lot of prophecy discusses, vis-a-vis the end times, is that people mostly, a lot of people, maybe not everybody, but enough people, that's the right word, enough people are going to be pieces of shit. They're going to be crap heads. You're going to live in a world of crap heads. And that also should tell you something else too, that it's not as simple as all dogs go to heaven. I don't know how to put this. I really don't. I gotta say, I'm pretty certain I'm right about the COVID thing. So if you're out there right now and you're still spreading COVID is real bullshit, you're probably a soulless piece of crap. But but I would just tell you to your face, you're a shithead. And in a just world, somebody that lost somebody to suicide would come up from behind you and crack your skull with a rock. That's how I feel about fear-mongering the COVID in August of 2021. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do. But the fact is, people don't kill themselves over Bigfoot. The reason why make-believe COVID is doing it is because it's based on a fear campaign. But here I am again talking to people without souls, right? I did a podcast about truth and forgiveness, and if from my voice you might get the idea that I don't believe in forgiveness. I do. But I believe in truth and forgiveness. I believe there has to be some steps involved at this point. In order for me to forgive people that would have taken the death of their friend and put it on the table in front of me, literally, over drinks, and think it was a casual thing to say, the only way to forgive that is for people to realize that not only were they lied to, but it wasn't Hanlon's razor. It wasn't a big accident. We can't pretend it was just a bunch of dummies doing dummy stuff, that it was done on purpose. But like I said, truth and forgiveness in America in August 2021, you're not going to find much of it. It's like this Megadeth album cover from the 80s, I think. There was this really cool, and you remember in the golden age of album covers, you know? Like Queen used to have really cool album covers with these robots and whatnot. Anywho, there was this really, really cool Megadeth album cover from the 80s, and on the front of it, it showed this skeleton type guy with a briefcase and, you know, whatever, and it says, "Peace sells, but nobody's buying." Truth and forgiveness would go a long way to breaking the spell of this COVID nonsense. Truth and forgiveness would go a long way to either proving or disproving whether this is like Hanlon's razor or on purpose. Me, I think it's on purpose. But there are a lot of people who I know, well, Dan, it was just a comedy of errors. They're just gonna make you take the vaccine. It's no big deal. Listen, honey. This PSYOP has a time limit, and time's almost up, baby. What do you do with it? What do you do with the truth of it? All you can do, all you can say, is people don't want the truth. All you can say right now about America is a lot of Americans, a lot of people in this country are scared of the truth. They're so scared, they will glom onto whatever fear monkey feels most comfortable. If it's the commie thing, if it's the Trump thing, if it's the QAnon nonsense, you know, obey the plan, sit at home and drink beer, BS. Fear of commies, fear of Chinese, fear of Russians, fear of Chinese murder hornets. Whatever the bugbear is, a lot of folks are choosing these fears that are for the most part non-existent, not real things. PSYOPs, performance art. What you're seeing in Portland is expensive performance art. What I saw in Seattle was expensive, taxpayer-funded, commie performance art. Not real. What if the real truth What if the guts of the whole thing is more than just the guilt of knowing that you might have contributed to the death of another human being through basically, yeah, fear-mongering, spreading these terrible tales, these terrible lies? But what if the horrible truth is the one I've suspected for a while, and going back to 2015, by the way? What if the horrible truth is people sense that something is coming? And perhaps our government knew something was coming. But what the government didn't want is for you to know the truth. So they gave you a whole bunch of fear monkeys that you could hold on to in those last moments, thinking you had an angle on it all. They gave you fear monkeys that would keep you at home, keep the roads clear, keep you from traveling about. They gave you fear monkeys that immobilized you. And those fear monkeys felt better than even attempting to understand the truth. A truth that I don't fully understand yet. In that sense, I'm in no better position than any other rat in a cage in the United States of America today. I know it's a cage. I know there are buttons. I know it's a giant mind screw. But I don't know why. I just know the things that it's not. But I don't really know what it is. Truth and forgiveness, brothers and sisters. I don't want to beat that horse too much because I talked about that a bunch the other day, but truth and forgiveness. If we could somehow find a way to that, I think we'd have a chance.